She is the executive director of Kids Sports. You could follow her on Twitter. Always posts some real interesting stuff, especially for you parents, guardians, grandparents, uncles, aunts, at Kids Sports Bev. It is always so fun to welcome in our buddy Bev Smith. Bev, how are you?
Great, Steve. How are you doing? Thanks for having some time for me this afternoon.
Ah, always. Being a high-level hooper, I was just talking about Steph Curry, 400 three-pointers. He shoots 50% from back there. I don't want to date us both, but when you were playing and, you know, when I was playing still City League, the three-pointer was like an old ABA thing. Do you marvel at what he's able to do shooting the basketball?
Oh, I do, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just been a great evolvement of the game. I love the way Golden State plays. I love the way San Antonio plays. I really see the game sort of being revolutionized by the way they play. It's almost positionless basketball. You know, I know Bogut is in there, and he does his stuff under the rim and as important, you know, for those guys in setting screens. But I just love the way that hopefully it will trickle down to our level in the grassroots and in the development of basketball so that we don't see our, you know, 5'10", you know, fourth graders stuck on the block under the basket for their life of elementary school basketball, that we see the importance of getting all kids out dribbling, passing, and shooting. And certainly Steph Curry is one that is a guard and certainly has those skills to be able to shoot beyond, you know, that three-point line. But, you know, his game has developed over the years.
Yeah.
He was a, you know, a pretty average college player, and I think he's just worked on it and certainly is in a system and with a coach that understands that kind of basketball. But I think he's been really motivating for all kinds of kids, and the way they play with Draymond Green, you know, playing that extended four and sometimes five, and the way they defend, I just like it because I think it's something that we should really emulate on the youth sport level because it's an exciting game of basketball. And it's not, you know, it is not just huck and chuck. It's, you know, there's some skill involved, and that's what I like it because it forces our coaches to develop and help those kids, you know, sort of work on those skills rather than spend so much time on the 2-3 zone, you know, or the dribble drive offense.
Now, one of the things you and I have talked about for years now, and it's always been a pet peeve of mine, and you just tweeted it out 3 days ago in the aftermath of the Masters, and while his finish might be a little forgettable, the story about Jordan Spieth, and it seems that he was not a specialist. He played multiple sports. And so what you sent out on Twitter about how valuable it is for young kids to participate in many sports, and I guess kind of what the data says, both physically and mentally.
Well, the data says that long-term multi-sport participation in sports sampling, kind of kindergarten through eighth grade, is better long-term. And if you look at most of the athletes that reach the Olympic collegiate national team programs, many of them have been in three or four sports as they're growing up, because it also is like, you know, if you're going to go to college, let's relate it back to the classroom. You know, you don't want to just study English language, even though you want to be a journalist or a writer. You study in elementary and middle and high school global studies so that you become a much more well-rounded person. And it's the same with athletic development. If you sport sample and you play multi-sports, then you're not just going to, you know, develop one aspect of your body, like in soccer when you just are sort of eye-foot coordination. And if you play that for all of your life, then that's all you develop, and that gets worn down. Certainly you get mentally worn down from doing the same thing over and over again. And it's just really important that, as in your academic education, you get a global education to develop your complete, you know, body in terms of just physiology, neurology, cognitive, emotional, mental. So much is developed through multi-sport sampling like it is in the academic classroom.
Now, you've got a lot coming up, and I know there's a lot going on about registration, but if you would elaborate what you shared with me, the pure magnitude, the volume of kids that you had playing soccer, and what knocked me out is the number participating in lacrosse, which is a sport I just love to see growing out here.
Yes, and so spring soccer, you know, believe it or not, even with this kind of weather, it's awesome because our Oregon families and our Oregon kids are pretty tough getting outside and playing in some of this stuff. But yes, we have almost, you know, 3,500 kids out playing soccer from kindergarten and taught right through eighth grade and a couple of high school programs. And we also have almost 335 lacrosse players, and each and every year our lacrosse program grows. It's an exciting new game for people on the West Coast. I think it's a tradition on the East Coast, and is certainly becoming something that kids choose to play in the spring. Again, it gives them another area to develop another piece of their athletic house in terms of, you know, now being able to run and use the stick and shoot with the stick and do all kinds of things. We started this year a soft stick program, which is an entry-level program for first and second graders, so that parents can kind of get an idea if their kid likes the program without, you know, investing in too much equipment. The children get a soft stick that they get to keep and a ball, and they really get a feel for it. And I'm telling you, it is a game that, you know, a lot of kids like and a lot of kids are pursuing right now, and you can see that in the growth of our participation numbers this year.
It's awesome. In a couple weeks, I think it's 2 weeks from this weekend, 3 weeks from today, what could you tell us? What do we need to know about your kids' sports athletic fundamentals and football program, a.k.a. KSAFNF?
Yeah, a great mouthful, Stephen. I appreciate you explaining it. But, you know, what we're really looking at is through my time here at Kids Sports, which has been about 7 years.
Wow.
You know, we do ask our children, you know, to participate in multi-sport. It is very important. It is, however, with the lack of physical education in our elementary schools, very difficult for our children to take time just to develop their athletic house. And that is their agility, their balance, their coordination. Certainly they get that when they do play multi-sports, but a lot of our volunteer coaches, you know, really feel the pressure not only to, you know, help them develop those individual athletic skills, but to also help them develop the individual sport-specific skill, and then, you know, to help them get ready to play a game on Saturday. And so, you know, quite frankly, that is a lot to ask our volunteer coaches when they maybe have two practices of 90 minutes. And so what we really have looked at is how can we help our kids, number one, have some time to develop those important athletic house, because, you know, the better the athlete that you are, the better sport specifically that you're going to be. And so, you know, we have a treasure here in this community. It's called the University of Oregon Athletic Department. We have, you know, one of the leading strength and conditioning coaches in the country, if not the world. And Jimmy has been a really good friend of kids and kids sports. And so what he's going to do is team up with our volunteer community coaches, and he's going to provide them with some clinic sessions about how to move your body, how to get the most out of agility, balance, and coordination, and then how you apply that to a game. And so on Sundays, starting in May, we're going to have sessions that will devote Sunday afternoon 90 minutes to you developing as an athlete your athletic house. And then on Thursday evenings, we'll come back and we'll let those kids apply those kind of athletic principles that they've learned on a Sunday to a flag football program. The program is quite unique in that on Sunday, if you don't want to do the Thursday flag football aspect, then you can just sign up and come out on Sunday and have, you know, 90 minutes where we'll take you through some important agility, balance, coordination, body weight strength drills that kids can really sense that they're developing their own athletic house.
And of course, at this time of year, baseball, softball, t-ball, and I know for certain age groups, we're getting really close to the registration deadline, so why don't you, and obviously it's always important for me to remember when I'm speaking with you, folks, learn all you can at kidsports.org, but
yes.
What are the key dates and info they need?
Yeah, 5th through 8th grade baseball and softball, the registration deadline is coming up fast. That would be on April 22nd, which is a Friday. It's a great, you know, organized baseball and softball. Hopefully the April showers will have passed by the time we get on the field for practice to start in May. And then that program runs through the early part of July. Our kindergarten through 4th grade baseball and softball has a registration deadline of Friday, April 29th. And then our 4 and 5 year old little hitters, which is the program to be in, if you're 4 and 5, has a registration deadline of May 20th, and that runs for 4 sessions. So, yes, you're right. You know, unbelievably, we know softball is happening at the collegiate level because we have the very good fortune of having Sheridan Hawkins be an intern at Kids Sports.
Oh, nice.
She keeps us, you know, knowing when softball and baseball is on, and it's nice to follow her. And she's done a lot of clinics, as she will again this season with the softball team for our softball program. So we're very fortunate to have that, and she keeps us really tied into the baseball softball scene, which is great.
And of course, your organization, volunteer coaches. I know you have it up on the site. You're always looking for folks who are thinking, this is something I want to do. There may not be exactly sure what the responsibilities are, what the training is, what they need to know.
Well, they need to know that we have a great staff that will help you get started. You know, we do, there are sports that we have, but really what you're doing is you're coaching kids. And if you love coaching more than you love winning, then we can help you get set. We have coaching curriculum that we can provide for you that helps you with practice planning, that helps you with, you know, trying to understand, you know, what sort of fundamentals you need to be focusing on, and really what it is that is important when you do coach, and that even if you don't win the game on Saturday or Sunday, if you're helping those children develop in terms of their ability to be a team member, their ability to work hard, their ability to be, you know, have teamwork, then they're going to be winners long term. And so as coaches, you know, you can really do it. We do provide a lot of support. The coaching community is great. Many of our longtime volunteer coaches, you know, will help you, and they will talk with you. They'll help you. They'll practice together with you. It really is a community that is focused on providing the best experience for kids. And, you know, I have to say it, Steve, our Kids Sports volunteer coaches are great. I tip my hat to them every single day. I think they are an undervalued component in this community for all that they can do and do for our children's development. So we really would encourage you to come out and see what it's like. I think once you coach in a season, it's really hard not to come back the next year.
No, having grown up in a family like that, that commitment and the contribution, and just it's astonishing and very rewarding. You could find out all that is happening, kidsports.org. Follow Bev on Twitter. You could be turned on to a lot of good stuff, some tidbits, some articles and information others are willing to share. It's at kidsportsbev. Bev, always fun. Always enjoy our time together.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thanks for the time. Go Ducks and go Kids.
All right, you have a good one.